That's actually a really good question. How much time do we have?
Science by anybody and for everybody.
How we build that internet is by getting our hands dirty. And so that's exactly
what science is supposed to be from the very beginning, you know.
Hello, I'm Julie Gould, and welcome to the Citizens of Science podcast, an audio exploration and celebration of all things citizen science and open science. In this series of mini podcasts, we are exploring what open science means to some of the MozFest 2013 attendees.
I'm Peter Murray Rust. I'm now with the Open Knowledge Foundation. I'm a chemist by background, and I'm heavily involved in open data and open science. So, open science to me is the fact that science belongs to the world, not just to a few individuals in academia, and that science is there to broaden our understanding of the universe and also as a tool to create a better world. I've come up with the phrase that closed access means people die, and that by liberating information, we are going to save lives, make better decisions, and allow people to be more creative. Open science to me is primarily, in the first place, the process of making the results of science open, and secondly, doing science in an open manner. And people like Matt Todd in Australia are actually publishing their results onto the web every day as they get them, just as the Human Genome Project did, so that open science can work in many disciplines. And what that means is more people are involved, there's a greater commentary, valuable criticism of the data as it comes out, and you can react more quickly and more responsively to new ideas or criticisms or whatever.
Hi, my name's Sophie Kay. I'm based at the University of Oxford, and I'm also a former Panton Fellow with the Open Knowledge Foundation. And to me, open science is, it's about a whole range of things, really. But I think in particular, it's about not just opening up the research outputs that we're producing in academia and indeed in the research branches of industry, but it's about maximising the utility of that research and ensuring that the research output of today represents a much greater investment as regards the utility of that research for sort of future generations, whether that's future generations of academic researchers or industrial researchers or even the general public.
The Citizens of Science podcast is supported by the Citizen Cyber Lab and is produced by Julie Gould, with theme music by Pit X.